You got to deliver the product or the services or the results on the back end. Otherwise, you get refunds. But selling through words is one of the most powerful things you can do. And a great sales letter is going to make you a lot of money.
Welcome to the Fitpreneurs, the show that will help you flex your business muscles so you can make more money and live the life you really want. No more complaining, whining, or being a wimp. It's time to pump up your fitness business and push yourself beyond your comfort zone. So no girly man or lazy ladies allowed. It's time for me to do some push-ups and turn things over to my friends AJ Roberts and Simon Lovell. Hasta la vista.
Introducing the world's best fitness business podcast. It's live from two ends of the world. It's the Fitpreneurs with myself, Simon Lovell, and
AJ Roberts. You know, the intro, Arnold intros us. We always intro ourselves, but you know, we have Arnold intro in us. It kind of can't like compete with that, you know? It's like the ultimate guy, you know,
but the reason I did the second intro was because I was actually pulling it from my book called Words That Sell, because today we're talking about copywriting, so I thought I'd use one of them, which is introducing the or announcing the first or the best just became affordable, or you know.
Yeah, so that's an official title too. I mean I'm pretty sure that no one else can even come close to that claim, as much as I love all the other guys. I'm pretty sure that this is like number one.
So for those that were listening to the last episode and actually, you know, on the edge of their seats waiting for the copywriting episode of the Fitpreneurs, and then we started talking about systems, that is actually down to AJ's fault.
Yeah, the three of you, we appreciate the the reminder of what we were supposed to talk about. But yeah, it was my fault. But you know, we've been going to different things, and I think that it was appropriate. For what we had, you know, where we were in terms of, you know, what we just learned at the different events we'd been to, and just talking to people. And sometimes, you know, it's always good to have a plan. I always think everyone should have a plan, but sometimes you gotta throw the plan out the window and just go with what feels right. And that just felt right. And, hopefully you guys enjoyed last episode 14, about systems. And hopefully you guys have started putting some stuff into place in your gyms and really start to systemize your business and free up your time so that moving forward, you don't have to kind of repeat yourself over and over again.
So AJ, we're going to be talking about copyright in this episode. So what is the latest word in your life?
The latest word in my life.
You're going to see I'm going to be doing this the whole episode.
Yeah, I noticed you're in one of those moods again.
Oh yeah,
aren't
yeah exactly. Yeah. So
you probably had some tea and biscuits. And we're all jazzed up for the podcast, right? Are you in your onesie today?
I'm in my my red paleo top with a little belly on me because I've been eating too much chocolate.
Oh, you know, chocolate's always good. I don't know, man. What's going on in my world? I guess, training-wise, people are always interested in what I'm doing. Working out-wise, we were talking a little bit before the call. And, right now it's like I've been trying to find balance, and I'm not really a great person at finding balance. So working out-wise, I'm kind of combining – CrossFit, bodybuilding, powerlifting, calling it power building, you know, a lot of people have done it in the past, but it's basically trying to find some balance there, and just enjoy the time in the gym, get strong again, stay in shape, obviously. And I don't have anything picked or focused on like normal, simply because, with everything I have going on business-wise, I was telling you before, you know, so busy recently, everything is now scheduled and pretty much every hour of my day is filled, which is not a bad thing. It just, you know, makes you be more disciplined. But with that, you know, trying to fit in, you know, family life and all that different stuff. But thankfully, because of systems, business is rocking right now. You've been having some success with your business too.
I have. I'm glad to know that the sexy time in your relationship is now scheduled. I'm sure that's awesome.
Yeah, it's on the calendar.
Certain time every single day. We won't. Okay, so I'll carry on talking about some of your issues. Not too personal. No. So last time we talked about an income goal, which I hit, which is doing $100,000 in a month. And this last month, I did £100,000. So the reason why I wanted to go public with my numbers and the reason I talk about these numbers is because I think there's so many people talking about what's happening, but it's actually not reality. And so I just want to be very public about what I'm doing, because I want to demonstrate the amount of growth that you can have in a short period of time, so that people can understand that this isn't just about making small jumps in your income. You can make really big jumps if you get committed, if you have the right systems in place, if you understand marketing and you really think about your business at a different level. And so this isn't about me, you know, it being an ego thing. It's actually about me showing people and being honest about this is the growth that you can have. And I'm actually living, you know, what we're teaching, as opposed to it just being about theory. And AJ, you know, you're doing some huge launches at the moment. And a lot of that is coming down to, you know, the quality of, you know, not just the marketing, but quality of the words. And that's what we're going to be talking about on this issue. And so that, you know, if I'm getting those bigger shifts in my business in terms of the income, then part of that is going to be the copywriting. Some of it's going to be the video. A lot of it's about the sales system I have in place. But once you start to dial this in, and copywriting is a big part of that, you can see some really, really big shifts. So again, you know, I just want to reiterate the importance of not just getting the information on these podcasts and not doing anything with it. Actually apply it. If you apply it, you'll get amazing results. And before we do, go on.
No, carry it. Finish what you're going to say. Sorry, I thought you paused and I cut you off.
Before we do go on into the main content, I just want to invite everyone to go to iTunes, subscribe, also head to give us a rating and a review. We'd really appreciate that. Over to you.
Yeah. So what I was going to say is, what's interesting. I think what's interesting is that we were talking about this earlier, is that, you know, you have created a new business and have grown it over the last year rapidly, successfully. But I think the important thing is the focus you've had on that business and the business model you follow, which is really a consulting model, being a business consultant. And I think what people miss is that there's not one way to be really successful, right? And there's multiple ways to do that. And I was saying, you know, we were talking about the numbers for Marketing Genesis, the company I'm a partner in. And we was, you know, we have multiple divisions within the company. We have a software division, we have an info product division, a publishing division, and each division does, you know, 100,000 plus a month automatically through automation that we've set up through systems. And what's interesting is each one is slightly different in terms of what we've done, but the focus is there. And I know, you know, with personal trainers, there's a lot of shiny objects, I think, and there's a lot of different business models that they could follow. They could be a personal trainer, do one-to-one training. They could do group training, small group training. They could do boot camps. They could open a warehouse gym. They could go into online marketing and do info products, or they could do online coaching. And there's so many different things that you can do and get into. I think the key really is to find out, you know, figure out what you actually want to do. And there's no right or wrong answer. So if you want to train people one-on-one, you can make a lot of money with that. You know, just like you can make a lot of money with boot camps. It's really not about the way that you decide to run your business. It's about when you decide to getting 100% committed to that, and staying focused on that. And, you know, what we're going to talk about today with the copywriting is a tool for you to use in order to sell what it is that you're offering. And I think that that's important, because people forget that they get so focused on what it is they're going to offer, and they miss that that's really a small part of the equation. Obviously, they got to be able to deliver the goods and get the results. That's never – nothing can replace that. But in the way you get results, I mean, let's be honest here. There's people who do slow, steady state cardio and get results for their clients, just as much as there are who do high intensity cardio and get results for their clients. There's those that don't even do cardio. Everything's done with a barbell, you know, through wads or finishers or Tabatas or whatever it is that they choose to use. They get results for their clients. So the fact, I think that the fact is that the thing that people need to focus on, and when we talk about income and when we talk about these big numbers and we talk about the amazing things you can do, I mean, in reality, a lot of people, this is so foreign to them. It's so far out of their concept that they can't even imagine it. But, you know, I'm here studying, you know, billion-dollar companies now. And the reason I'm doing that is because I am really good at noticing patterns And I'm really good at seeing systems and how they, you know, when you read about one company, you read about another company, you start to see the similarities and you can really break down the formulas. All right. And that's what I think that, you know, the podcast, if we're doing what we set out to do, what we're doing is we're giving you different formulas. What you need to do is figure out, okay, how do I apply those to what I want to deliver? And me and Simon obviously can guide you in the direction that we feel would be best suited. And we've done that with many people. But at the end of the day, like when you're committed 100% to what it is you want, and if that means that you want to own one facility and make seven figures, trust me, you can do it. You know, you got to get creative and you'll have to have everything, all your ducks in order, but there's a way to do it because you know what? Someone else is already doing it. And then so the success leaves clues. And I think that that's important. And that's really like, for me, and the topic copywriting, what happened was, you know, I got into online marketing while I was running a health club in Kentucky. And the reason I got into it was I actually was on a side business because I always like to make extra income. And I was always one of those people that is looking for other ways to generate income. And so as a side project, you know, I knew how to build websites. And so I was building websites. And I started to realize that the people I was building the websites for, they were selling something. And the money wasn't in building the websites. The money was in being able to sell what you had to offer to the world. How do you do that? You have to know about marketing. So I got into marketing, and then I learned about this thing called direct response copywriting. Now, it's funny because most people have no idea that I am a copywriter. They have no idea that the majority of my day is spent writing. And because that's not, you know, for me, it's a vehicle to get me to where I want to get to. It's not my job. And so the essence of copywriting really is to be able to put what it is, put your message in front of an audience. And the skill of copywriting goes beyond just the words that you can write on a paper. It can, you know, comes through in video because you're going to be, if you're scripting your videos, it comes through in the art of the sale when you're closing someone. All of this stuff comes into play. But what's important to understand is this is just, you know, we're going to give you a formula today. And it's something you need to really master if you ever want whatever it is you're focused on to grow. Once you know what you're delivering, that's the easy part. The hard part is getting it in front of the people. That's where the marketing and the copywriting and the sales and all that stuff comes into play. And that's why you have to think of that you have to think like a business owner, and you have to invest time into learning this stuff. You can hire other people to do it for you, but we'll get into copywriters aren't cheap. You know, they charge, good copywriters charge significant amount of money. So there is definitely a benefit for you learning it yourself. I think it's one of the most valuable skills you can have. I don't know. How do you feel, Simon?
You know, when I started to learn copywriting, and, you know, I'm not the best at it, but I've gotten better. It really did transform my business, because once you start to understand that what you're reading is influencing someone in taking an action, because that's what it is, then you can transform your results. I just want to frame this a little bit and to let AJ kind of do the majority of the content. But let's just take an example of just doing a simple post on Facebook, and you share a video, for example. Now, you could share that video on Facebook and not put anything with it, and it may get a certain amount of people to click on it. But then, for example, if I said, and I was sharing the video to AJ, and I said, AJ, check out this video, it's awesome, he might click on it. But then if I knew something more about AJ, and I said, hey, AJ, click this video because it's got you in the video, for example, then you're going to increase the chances of him clicking on it. And so the more copy you add, which is more relevant to the person you're talking to, the more actions you're going to take. And so when you get good at really writing copy and you really understand who you're writing to, then it actually becomes fun. But like AG says, it's a learned skill. And so the more hours you put in, the better you're going to get at it. And a good thing to do is to understand what influences you. What do you read when an email comes into your inbox? What actions do you take? And so you can actually create a swipe file of stuff that influences you, which is what I do. But AJ's a master at this. And like he says, we're going to be giving you some formulas today so that even if you're new, even if you're, you know, intermediate, or even if you're a bit more advanced, you're still going to pick up stuff that you're going to be able to instantly apply today, which means that when you go to write an email, when you go to write a blog post, when you try and get someone that is, you know, maybe on the edge of, you know, investing in your service, but you want to tip them over the edge. And this is the skill that's going to enable you to separate yourselves from the rest of the competition.
Exactly. And I think that that's the biggest thing. Like, so a lot of people, when they think you know, direct response copy, if they know anything about it, a lot of the times they think it's like really cheesy, right? They really think it's like cheesy marketing, hype, lots of BS. But here's the thing. If it's done correctly, it's none of those things. If it's done correctly, it will convert more prospects to clients than anything else that you do. Because what happens is you draw them in and, you know, basically the letter or the video or whatever it is sells for you, so that when it comes down to asking for that next step, and that next step may be to contact you, that next step may be to come in to the gym, it may be to sign up online, it could be any of those steps. But when it comes down to the call to action, to get them to actually take an action, you know, the percentage of people that take you up on that opportunity is going to be vastly greater than if you just simply say, you know, hey, sign up for the bootcamp, here's the buy link. And I see that done all too often on a lot of websites. You know, we've done some reviews for people on a lot of websites. It's just really like, here's our prices, here's what we do. You know, we offer weight loss for, you know, for moms, we offer kettlebell training, and then it's like, hey, come in and sign up. And there's really, you know, what they're showing is the features, and we'll talk about this a little bit, but they're showing features and they're not showing benefits. And you see the same when people bring people in, and this is where I was saying copywriting starts to spill into other activities that you do. But let's say you do own a facility, and you know, you bring someone comes in for a sales meeting with you. They come in for whatever you're offering them in terms of you know, consultation or you know body checkup or whatever it is you call it, that thing. When they come in and you give them the tour of the facility, you know, you're looking at copywriting becomes now is used in your language, your vocabulary, because as you're showing them around, instead of saying, hey, over here is the, you know, the Nordic track, elliptical or whatever you have, you're explaining the cardio equipment in the terms of the results and the benefits, which is something that you learn to do through copywriting. So now, you know, over here, our cardio equipment, this is where we'll do high intensity cardio, you know, increases the heart rate to a greater deal than slow, steady state cardio. It's going to get you quicker, faster results. It means you're going to be on the machines a lot less time. But the benefit is when you leave here, your body is still burning fat for the next 24 to 48 hours. And now you've sold them not on just having awesome equipment. You've sold them on what that equipment's going to do for them. They start to future pace, which is they start to see the results in advance. They start to picture themselves getting those results. And so now when you say they're burning fat up to 48 hours, they're like, oh my gosh, I need to get in and get on these machines. You see, so there's a different angle to that. And that's where copywriting spills over. So I think that, you know, it's one of those skills where for you, as a personal trainer, regardless of what stage you're at, it's essential. It's an essential skill to have, and it should be part of, you know, it should be something that you are committed to learning, because you need to know what good copywriting is, and you need to know how to get people to do, you know, take an action. And this is the, in my opinion, this is the most powerful way to do just that.
100%. Now, one of the first things I know we want to talk about is headlines. And, you know, particularly for a lot of trainers, I think creativity is one thing that some people suffer from, and they're like, well, how do I even come up with, you know, headlines, copy, something that is going to get people to take that action? And the great thing is that there's a lot of formulas out there. There's a lot of things that you can just fill in the blanks and go in, enter the keywords, for example, in knowing your industry. And so if we take the example of a newspaper, you know, the aim of a newspaper is to get someone to read the article. And the first thing and the key is the headline, because if someone doesn't read the headline and aren't interested in it, then they're not going to take the next action, which is to read the copy. So I know AJ's got some awesome formulas, and I've got some too here that can be used, you know, for your email subjects, for, you know, whether you do posts on Facebook, whether you're doing Twitter announcements, whatever you're doing, the headline is the most important part, because it's really calling out to the audience and saying, look, I've got something interesting to tell you here. I've got to grab your attention, and this is how I'm going to do it.
Yeah, you know, before we get into the headlines, I want to just back up slightly, because I think that there's a missing component that a lot of people don't do before they begin to write. And this is really why they have writer's block, or really why they don't know what to write about. And that's just because when you try to start from a blank slate, when you try to start just off the top of your head, it's very difficult to get into the groove. It's very difficult to get into the mindset. Now, assuming, obviously, if we're in the fitness industry, we're writing to people who want the results that we offer. So typically we understand the prospect, we understand our potential clients, you know, just as well as they do. So maybe we need to think about it just slightly, because we may be a little bit removed, especially if we've been in the industry a long time, or we've gotten the results a long time ago. So we may be slightly removed. But the first thing we really need to do is the mindset. We need to think about things and walk in the shoes of that prospect. So for instance, you know, if someone's 100 pounds overweight, you're going to talk to that person very differently than if someone's only 20 pounds overweight. And you got to start to think of in terms of what their daily life is like, what struggles they're going through. And if you start to write this stuff down and start to really think about what it is the person you're trying to target. And if you get really specific, I always like to think of just one person, like to give them a name and really build an avatar around them. But if you really focus on, you know, their daily life and what they do and how they think, you start to get into that mindset of them. When you start to write, you're going to write, you know, with that in your head, and you're going to understand how to talk to that person, because you're going to be able to think in terms, of what they go through. And to be honest, if you've never been, like, let's say you've never been severely overweight, like what you're one of these fitness professionals that you've always been into fitness, you're in great shape, but you know your clients are weight loss clients. Here's what I advise you to do: get a 20-pound weighted vest, 50-pound weighted vest, wear that sucker for a whole day, and see how difficult it is for you to get around. See how hard it is for you to breathe. Go through the experience and really walk in the shoes of your potential clients and maybe your clients, because that's going to change your perspective, okay? And that's the first thing, is the headspace. If we can get your headspace correct and you can start thinking at things from their perspective, the language you use, the words you write, everything is going to change, because now you know how to think from their point of view. And I think that's an essential part. And Simon, something you did with the info product that we worked on together was you surveyed people to get keywords, correct?
I was actually just going to come on to that. You took the words right out of my brain. a fantastic thing to do is to survey your market and just say, you know, what's your biggest challenge right now? Ask that question. And once you get, you don't want to ask questions where they have to pick a box. You want them to literally type in so that they can say it in their own words. And a little trick which I use is, once you've got a load of survey responses, for example, if you go to simonlovell.co.uk/strategy, there's a form there which I ask, go ahead to that, look at it, and look at the questions that I ask personal trainers. And you'll see that there's descriptive answers. Now, I've got hundreds of these. What I do is I obviously look through those, and it's great for content. It allows me to know the demands of trainers, what they're going through. You guys are listening now, I know exactly what's going through your minds, what you want, because I've got all the data. And the little trick that I do is, once you've got that information and you've got people writing descriptive answers, I then have my assistant go through them and then rank all the emotionally driven words by popularity. So for example, a common thing might be, for example, I want a passive income, or, you know, I need more clients, for example. So once you know these phrases, then you can start to build these into your copy. And that's been really key for me.
Yeah. And I think that, you know, other methods people have used is calling their clients and just having a conversation with their clients and really starting to ask them why they invested and start to get into that. Now, if you do, depending on your sales process, you may do this during your sales process. You may have a bunch of notes or documents from that you can go back and look at. But that's really key, is understanding what it is that your clients really think, feel, you know, what their emotions are. And when you get into that mindset and you start to really embody that, and if you think about it in terms of like an actor, when they're playing a role, they really have to be a great actor. You have to be able to really submerge yourself into that role. And that's what we're asking you to do here. You really need to be able to submerge yourself into the viewpoint of the person that you're trying to talk to. The more, the closer you can get to that, the better, because your writing and your emotions and everything what's going to come across is obviously going to be more genuine, it's going to be more understanding, and it's going to connect more with that person. And that's really the importance of the copywriting, is the connection. And you want those people to really feel like you understand them, you really get what they're going through, and that you can really help them. And that's how you do that, is by having that understanding in the first place. But not only having the understanding, be able to really envision yourself, put yourself in their shoes, so that that's like where your mind is. And you know, when you've done that, we're in a great place. Now, of course, let's say you don't have any clients or you don't have anyone you can reach out to. You know, this is where other products can help us, right? So one thing a lot of people don't do is they don't go look at what else is on the market or who else is on the market. And so, you know, if you're a new trainer, or if you're getting into a new part of the business, let's say you're a trainer, you're getting into online training or online info products or something like that, you could, there's people that are already, you know, successful at what you want to do. You can go and see what they're doing. You can look at the language and the copywriting they're using. You can start to look, you can list out all the bullet points they have, and see the commonalities between, you know, different, you know, if there's 10 different trainers who are doing what you want to do, maybe selling a book on, you know, an ebook on getting tight abs or something, you can go look at their sales pages, look at the language they use, look at the bullet points, see the similarities, and you'll start to see the trends and the things that are very common. And, you know, the reason they're there is because they've done the work, they've done the research, and they've able to put it together. And there's nothing wrong doing a little bit of competitive research and finding out what it is that they're selling, how they're selling it, what language they're using, and really starting to get an understanding in terms of what is what language works and what language doesn't work. And I think that you'll be surprised at what you see, because there's a big difference sometimes, and depending on who we're talking to, just in using the word weight loss, fat loss, burn belly fat, all of those words are the same thing, you know, but they're used differently for different markets, different age groups. And that's important to know. You need to know who you're talking to. You know, you need to know what gender they are, what age they are, where they live, how they grew up, what their habits are, what kind of family life do they have, what their core values are, what their beliefs are. You know, what part of the country really determines a lot of the time, you know, how, you know, what people's beliefs are, how they live their life, what their daily structure is, what kind of income that they may have. You know, someone growing up, vastly different than someone growing up in the Midwest, right? It's just complete different worlds, even though it's the same country. Now, of course, international, depending if you're over in England, culture in England is very different to culture here in America. And these are things you really need to, you know, people don't think about this stuff. They don't think about it. They sit down to write and they don't have this stuff in their head. And the quickest way to write, honestly, is to have swipe files, right? And swipe files is materials, notes, whatever you've put together that you can go to with that specific, you know, message. And you can look at and you can generate the ideas. You can think about things you're going to write. And then when you sit down to write, it all comes together and it just kind of comes out. So really, before you even begin to write, that's the first step.
I had a couple of other little ninja tricks that I wanted to share. A really good one is forums. So, for example, when I was doing the Lunchbox Diet and I took that to six figures, that business pretty quickly, you know, I had to do a lot of research. And, you know, forums are where people go when they want help, right? So, for example, there's one called Three Fat Chicks, okay? And that's a really popular weight loss forum. So if you go there and look through the threads and the ones that are most popular, go and see what people are writing in the headlines, the titles, because if – you know, if there's a thread because it's getting a lot of content, it's because normally the headline has really stood out. So you can really start to even just swipe headlines from that. Another really, really good one is the covers of magazines. So if you go and type in Women's Health magazine into Google Images, it will come up with a list of you'll see all the covers for all the magazines. So if you type in Men's Health cover and you go to Google Images, you'll just see a load of covers. Now, you know, you're going to see, you know, these people are paid a lot of money to, you know, put these things on the covers. And so you can just pick up a lot of formulas there too, to be able to swipe into product names, into headlines, and that can really just help guide you too. So it's a couple of other little resources.
Yeah, I think that really brings us to, we'll get into the formula now, you know, and it's really, I'm going to share with you a really simple formula today because, you know, there's so much we could go into and we'll give those resources at the end here for people to continue on. This is not going to be something I can teach you or we can teach you in the next 30, 40 minutes. This is going to be something that you're going to have to master over some time, but I want to give you a simple formula, and it's really a four-step formula, really the four H's, right? We're going to cover headline. And then we're going to cover the body of the thing, and I'll get into that as we go. But the headline, which we, you know, Simon mentioned earlier, the headline is the first thing that people see. Okay, this is the first thing on your page. And if this headline doesn't literally stop them dead in their tracks and make them want to read the rest of the letter or watch the video that's underneath or click the ad that, you know, that that is there, you know, the headline is everything. Same with the email, right? And we talked about this, I think, on a previous episode with email copywriting. But the subject line for the email, that's the thing that gets them. If they don't like, if they're not interested, if it doesn't grab their attention, they're not going to open the email. And so the headline, this is where you actually spend the majority of your time trying to come up with the hook, trying to come up with the headline that is the most powerful, you know, really is the biggest slap in the face. And I don't mean slap in the face in a negative way, but I mean slap in the face like, whoa, I have to stop everything I'm doing right now and pay attention to what's in front of me. And I think that those are the things that, you know, people don't think about that. They don't think that, you know, that headline is as important as it is. And to be honest, and I've spoken to a lot of copywriters over the years, most people would say that the headline pretty much sells the entire product. Without that headline there, people just, you know, don't read on. They don't watch the video. They don't click the ad. And without that, the sale is never made. And so this is where I think that you should spend majority of your time becoming the best you can at. If you write an amazing headline and have average copy for the rest of it, you'll still do okay because you got them to read on, and you, there's ways to improve it as you go. But I'm telling you, if you have a sales letter up right now, or you have a copy on your website and it's not working, I would really advise that you pay someone if you don't have time or you don't want to get into messing around with this stuff, but find a copywriter and just pay them to write a headline. And I guarantee you that your results would increase. One of the biggest things with headlines, this is where people struggle, is a lot of times they start with the headline. And you really can't just start with the headline because you have to kind of figure out, you know, what is going to be the best angle, what is going to be the most powerful hook, and really what is it that is the main, I guess, meat and potatoes of the entire offer that you're creating. You know, you want it to come through in the headline. You want them to know what it's about. And depending on someone's level of education, so to speak, in what you're offering, headlines will vary. You know, obviously, the more famous the company is or more brand recognition that they have, the weaker technically the headline can be, or the more to the point the headline can be, the less, if people have never heard of you, don't know who you are, they're just browsing, they land and stumble on your website, there's going to be, obviously, you're going to need a bigger headline, more powerful headline, because it's a different audience. So you have to keep that in mind. And the book Breakthrough Advertising by Eugene Schwartz. If you can get your hands on that, I know it's in and out of print, but if you can get your hands on it, it really breaks down the education of someone, where they're coming in, and you can see the different ways you would write a headline for that. But in essence, here's what you need to do. I talked earlier about when you're giving a tour of your gym, you want to talk about the benefits of the machines or the free weights or whatever it is you have, not the features. And this is what we need to do. But before you do that, you need to know what the features are. So whatever you're selling, okay, whether it's, you know, training, whether it's online information products, whether it's supplements, whether it's equipment, whatever you're selling, you need to write out all the features. Okay. And what I'm talking about features, I'm talking about if, you know, your machines, what they are, what they do, and all the bells and whistles, okay? And those are the features, all right? Now, we're not going to sell the features, but once we have the features, now we can figure out the benefits. So we basically create a list, then we turn those features into benefits, okay? So now it's about the benefits of those features. So we basically now have our benefit copy. Okay, and these can turn into bullet points later that we use, and sub headlines and things like that throughout the copy. But what we're looking for is the real hook Okay. And that's, you know, where you're going to pull it from. You're going to find it in that benefit list. Once you have the, what you think is the biggest benefit, okay, what you think is the most powerful, is the thing that would get you, you know, your prospect. And remember, if you're in the right mindset, you're going to really know, you're really going to understand. So your gut is going to tell you pretty much what the best one is going to be. And you could split test this. Obviously, you don't have to rely on your gut, but if you really got the mindset down, you're going to really know what probably is going to be one of the biggest, most powerful, you know, benefits there that you can pull to your headline. And then it's about creating a frame around that headline and using it powerful. So for instance, like a lot of people, a simple headline I see a lot of the times is, you know, let's say lose 30 pounds in 30 days. All right. And that's a really weak headline. It tells you what you're going to do. You're going to lose 30 pounds and it gives you the time frame 30 days. But what would be more beneficial is a headline that really is specific to the point. And so for instance, you know, how a middle-aged couch potato, you know, lost 30 pounds in 30 days while still eating, you know, without changing his diet. All right. So you could see how just then, and obviously we could keep tweaking it, but you go from a simple headline to a more powerful headline that really gets your attention, makes you want to read on. And that's what we're looking for in a headline.
Why did you have to read the one out about me?
Top of mind.
It's like you were talking to me. That was just like, you just literally, it's just amazing.
Right. But that's the thing, right? I mean, and I'm 29, so it's around my age group. It's something I'm familiar with. But the benefit of, you know, being able to do that is it's really simple tweaks make powerful changes. And that's what we want to do, is just tweak your skills here and make you understand that copywriting is something you need to learn. And it doesn't have to be cheesy or over the top. There's a lot of hype I could have thrown in there, you know, big words and stuff like that. But hey, it's not needed. When you have that understanding of framing and positioning along with the powerful benefit, and that's really where the headline comes. Now, there's simple ways to cheat at this. And you mentioned a couple of those things, right? You mentioned looking at magazines, you mentioned you know looking at other people's stuff. One of my favorite things to do is actually to go to dig.com and look at the headlines they use, because the whole website's setup is you know, it's almost their ads, because you click them and they go onto an article. And so they have, you know, a poster board technically of advertisements, where it's got a picture, it's got the headline, and then you know, if it grabs your interest, you click through. Those little headlines are actually all formulas. And if you look at them, a lot of the times you can simply just replace them with what you want to talk about and come up with some really powerful headlines. So when you get a chance, go to dig.com and then, you know, start playing around with it, because there's a lot of different ideas that will spur from that. One of the things you can do is create a spreadsheet and just spend, you know, five to 10 minutes a day. Go there, copy and paste all the headlines, and then next to them, just rewrite them into whatever it is that you offer, whether it's weight loss, strength training, you know, fitness, you know, whatever your angle is, whatever your, you know, the thing you're a specialist in, which we talked about before about becoming a specialist, just rewrite these. And then that way you always have headlines and topics that you could go off the top of your head. Here's a great one. I'm on dig.com right now. Just looking at it, but this one right here, now you can finally hang the internet in your home. All right. Well, cool. How about this? Now you can finally work out, now you can finally get the results of a gym by working out in your home.
I'm going to play this game.
So, you know, that's one. So, you know, now how you can finally work out at home in the comfort of your own home. You know, and then can we really hack sleep? Can we really hack weight loss? Can we really hack strength gains? Can we really hack muscle building, right? So this just gets your creativity flowing. And these are headlines, right? So it's just things that really you know, powerful stuff. And these copywriters are paid a lot of money to come up with these little
headlines. I've got one, because this is so much fun, right? The little discussed weight loss problem at America's top gyms.
There you go. You see? And this is most people who don't know formulas, don't know stuff like this. This is a great one. News websites are good too, because they have little click throughs. But recently, I've been seeing a lot of these on Facebook. A lot of these companies now that they take all content and they put it on their website and they drive massive amounts of traffic to it. Obviously, their purpose is just simply to get viewers, because they sell advertising, blah blah blah. But if you look at the headlines that they're using on Facebook to get you to click through, you'll see a lot of these. And of course, when you go to these websites, you can spend some time there and look at the different headline formulas. But it's really about, you know, looking at what other people are doing successfully. And that's why I like dig.com, because they have powerful headline and they're all formulas that can be rewrote into whatever it is your area is, specialty is.
Yeah, that's just fascinating. Also, another thing is stacking, which is taking like a major kind of headline formula, such as, you know, how to. The reason why how to headlines work so well and they're actually a real good baseline to start from is because that's what people type into. Let's hear my voice just go. That's I love this show. Just can be completely random. That's what people type into Google. It's typing in how to lose weight, how to do this. But you can also add to that, for example, how to lose weight without X. For example, so one of my clients posted a question, you know, I'm doing some content out, you know, I'm looking for some content for a new webinar, and people are coming back consistently with this thing, which says they didn't have enough time. So once you know that, you can go how to lose weight without X, having to spend too much time, and X. Okay, so you can start stacking things on top of each other. So for example, for a guy who wants to build muscle, how to build lean muscle without shrinking your winky in 30 days or less.
Yeah.
That's the awful headline, but you get the point, right?
Yeah, but if you're writing in let's say it was in the bodybuilder magazine and your audience was aware of the, you know, steroids and the use of anabolics and what it does, you know, side effects, it could be an effective one. So there's always a right place for stuff and a wrong place for stuff, right?
That's a very good point. So, there's always a right place for a random headline.
About winkies, yeah. All right, so I said this is a four-step formula, and it's really the four H's. And so we have headline, and then we get into the body of the email, okay? And I'm going to give you, you know, three things that are essentially three questions or three things to state. And if you do these three things, you really can't go wrong. And I actually learned this. I learned this from Frank Kern, who learned it from John Carlton. And I'm going to talk about John Carlton a little bit later. He's really one of the top copywriters that I've learned a lot from. But it's a simple formula, and it can be used in copywriting, videos, whatever it is. But if you do these three things, I'm telling you, you really cannot go wrong, all right? And that's essentially, you tell them, you know, here's what this is about, here's what this has to do with you, and here's what to do now. So let's break those three things down into their sections, because, you know, as you write this out, this letter, you know, it's going to be several pages long. The video is going to be, you know, several minutes long, you know, 10, 20 minutes long. So I want to break this down so you guys can understand. But, you know, once we get them the headline, they're going to go on. And the first thing we want to do is tell them what the heck this is all about, all right? And this is where you share, you know, what it is you're talking about. You share, you know, what your experience is with it, why you're the expert on it, or why the person that you're writing it, because sometimes you'll be your business partner or something, you're writing about them. But this is really the time where you build that curiosity, and you build the desire for them to really want to know, you know, the next step. But this is where we have the time to explain exactly what it is we have going on, okay, and why, you know, and why we're the expert, and why it's important that they listen to us, okay. And we get that out of the way right away, because we want to remove any doubts, any fears, or any trust and your lack of trust that they have. We want to solidify their confidence in us. We want to make sure they know they're in the right place. They've come to the right place. This is actually what they want to learn about, and we do that all up front. And that's the first thing we get out of the way. I think that. So you basically just lay it all out there. You tell them exactly what it is you got, all right? And you get it out of the way right away, you talk about that. The second step, here's what this has to do with you. That's really where we turn the whole thing, and it's all about them. It's all about their results. It's all about understanding them, knowing where they're at in their journey, how you're going to help them, why this is so important to them, what it's going to do for their life, the transformational value that it's going to provide. You go into detail here in terms of what it exactly is going to do for them and how it's going to change their life. And then we wrap it all up, and this is where most people actually fail. They never tell anyone what to do at the end. They just put a buy button, or they put a, you know, an apply link, or they put a, you know, click here to learn more. You know, we really want to explain to them what to do next, okay? And, you know, here's what to do now. So we really want to go into detail about what they need to do, what's going to happen, and where we're going to go from here, and you explain that. And really, if you have these three things, the headline, you have here's what it's all about, here's what it has to do with you, and here's what it will do, and here's what to do now. If you have those two things, or do next, if you have those four things, you really can't go wrong in your copywriting. And so, you know, this is a skill that's going to take you, you know, you're going to be refining it. You're always going to be able to get better. You become better as a writer. And copywriting is not like writing, like traditional writing. So it's something everyone can learn. It's absolutely a learnable skill. But if you do those four things, I'm telling you, regardless of how bad you are, you'll get better results than you're getting right now, because it's those four things together that are super powerful. So, you know, I think that's, you know, the simplest formula that I could give someone in this limited time. Is there anything you want to say on the actual formula of the copy?
Yeah, it's awful. I'm just kidding. Something I did want to talk about was the PS, because I want you to talk a little bit about the theory of the PS and why it's important and what kind of results you can get and why people should implement that. Because I've been doing it for a while now, and I always now just – it's just a habit, right? I just always add the PS in. But where did that originate from, and why should people do it?
Well, I have no idea where it originated from. Maybe you know, but essentially the PS is obviously the very last close. So it's the last thing that we have on the page. And some people have started experimenting now with Q&As at the bottom and frequently asked questions and things like that. But the PS, you know, if you're doing an email, if you're doing a sales letter, even if you're doing a video, you can kind of do a reminder at the very end. It came about because in sales letters and emails, you know, and, well, old school was direct mail in the mail. You actually got something in the mailbox, you know. Who would have thought people actually mailed stuff at one point? You know, that fad is fad seems to be coming back. But anyway, the PS, you know, what's crazy is a lot of people read the headline and then they go to the very end of the letter because they read the headline and they want to see what it's all about. So they go to the very end because they know that that's where it's revealed. And the PS is essentially a summary of what they've read, and it resells the idea for them to take that action. And so you could have PS, PPS, you know, you can keep going, but essentially it's the last thing they see. So if you think about when you watch a TV episode, right, you look at like a soap opera series or even a comedy show, whatever, but a lot of TV episodes, what do they begin with? They begin with a recap of what happened in the previous episode, and they finish with a preview of what's coming in the next episode, right? So they have a frame at the beginning and they have a frame at the end, and then everything in between is to entertain you and to you know, basically sell you on continue watching. The bit at the beginning, the preview, like what was happened before, gets you all excited because you're caught up and you know everything that's going on. And then the preview for what's coming next is like a cliffhanger because it gets you ready. So if you think of your headline as the preview, as the thing that draws you in, draws them into the letter, and then the PS is the thing that it gets them excited about the next step, which is continuing that journey with you, whatever you've chosen that next step to be, either to continue as a sale or to continue as a click, to go watch something else, download something, reach out to you, so, you know, sign up for an application, fill out a form to come in for a free trial, whatever it is. That PS is what gets them hyped up about it. So, you know, that's really what it is. And that's getting into the elements. I don't want to dive too much in that today. What I'm going to recommend for the listeners is to just search for Perry Belcher's 21 step sales letter formula. If listeners use iTunes, you know, you just Google search that, it'll come right up. It's actually at perrybelcher.com/21-step-sales-letter-formula. We'll link it out on the website, fitpreneurs.com. We'll link this under in the show notes so that you guys can go there and click and download that. But this formula basically gets, you know, essentially it's all the things you would have. Now, bear in mind the simple formula. Like, if you still want to do this, here's what it's about. Here's what it has to do with you. Here's what to do now. But Perry's 21 step basically gives you the sections that you would create. And so I'll run through these really quick. It's just 21. I'm not going to go into detail with them. But basically, the first thing you do is call out your audience. Second thing you do is get their attention. This is your headline, your pre-headline, your headline. And then your subheadline, which is back up the big promise headline with a quick explanation. You identify the problem. You provide the solution. You say, show the pain and cost of development. You explain the ease of use or the ease of whatever it is you're offering. You show how fast you can get results. Speed, you know, speed is important. You future cast, future pace, results in advance. You give them that vision of what's coming in the future. You show your credentials, again, backing up your claims, why you're the expert. You give them details of the benefits. Remember, we talked about building a benefit list. You give social proof. This is your testimonials, your Facebook testimonials, whatever you have in terms of social proof. You make your offer. Okay, so you tell them what to do next. You add your bonuses. So anything that adds value, which is, you know, next step is build up the value. You reveal your price. You inject scarcity, so limited, whatever, you know, if it's limited to people, a short amount of time, it's only being offered, class starts on, and this is your scarcity. You give a guarantee, which is where you back up. You basically, you know, you're confident in what you do, so you want to give a big-ass guarantee. You give a call to action again. You give a warning, and then you close and with a reminder, which is the PS that we were just talking about. So you can go look at this 21 sales step formula. You know, I think that essentially that framing with the thought process of, you know, here's what it's about, here's what it has to do with you, here's what to do next. You combine these two things together, you're going to have one heck of a powerful letter, okay? And you can use this for scripting a video, or you can use this for creating advertisements, you can use this for email, okay? You wouldn't do the 21 step probably for an email, but definitely the here's what it's about, here's what it has to do, here's what to do now, could be used over and over again.
Awesome.
Oh, so in terms of mastering copywriting, I just missed this whole section at the bottom here that I listed. In terms of mastering copywriting, you know, lots of things you can do. The key is really going to be writing often, in my opinion. And if you're a raw rookie, you never wrote copy or anything like that, I would highly suggest starting to find you know, build your swipe file and handwrite out. You know, sales, good advertising, handwrite it out, copy it every day, and start getting used to those formulas. And don't have to spend long, 30 minutes a day is going to be plenty. You do that for 3 months and you're going to really, really become a great copywriter. And of course, mastering copywriting, you want to get some good mentors. And John Carlton, I mentioned earlier, John Carlton is a guy that I learned from a lot. He's been around forever. He learned from the late George Halbert, George is known as one of the best copywriters to ever have lived. I know his son, Bond. You know Bond too. We had lunch with him when you were out here in San Francisco.
Yeah, there's an interview of me and Bond and on my website, actually. He's a great marketer. And Gary Halbert, the Gary Halbert letters are actually fantastic.
Yeah. And so John Carlton's Simple Writing Formula is a fantastic course for anyone who really wants to master the art of copywriting. And he also has, I think it's Kick-Ass Marketing Rebel. I think that's the name of the book, which is a lighter version. But if you want to start small and then invest as you go, definitely look into John Carlton's stuff. The other guy that I learn a lot from, who I ended up actually, as you know, partnering with and actually writing copy for him for the last, for, you know, 3-4 years, is Yannick Silva with his ultimate copywriting system. You know, it taught me a lot, and then I had the privilege of writing for him and being his copywriter. So, you know, Yannick Silva is another guy. And then the last guy I would recommend is – not the last guy I would recommend, but the another person I would recommend is Dan Kennedy in the GKIC stuff. But Dan has a book on copywriting, and it's a great book. Again, it's very similar to Perry Belcher's 21 step sales letter format. It will give you an outline, gives you some examples and things to do. But you know, if you're looking at mastering copywriting, which I really think everyone should do, I know you agree with me, but I would start looking in. And these courses aren't that expensive for what they're going to bring you back, you know.
Dan's book is called The Ultimate Sales Letter.
There you go, The Ultimate Sales Letter. So, you know, the book's like $20 to invest in, right? Yannick Silva's, I think, it's under $1,000. I think it's like $700, $800. And then the Simple Writing Formula, I believe it's like maybe $1,000, maybe it's $2,000. I don't know. But a lot of you are probably listening and think, well, that's a lot of money to invest. Here's what I'm going to tell you. So a copywriter, a good copywriter to write one sales letter, you're looking between, you know, $10,000, $25,000 to get someone to write a letter for you. probably going to want a percentage of the back end of sales as well. And that's pretty reasonable for a price. Guys like John, guys like Dan Kennedy, you charge, you know, $50,000, $150,000 a sales letter. Here's why. A powerful sales letter literally can put money in your bank. And it's really, you want to talk about making money quickly. If you have a great sales letter, you can make money quickly. Now, you got to deliver the product or the services or the results on the back end. Otherwise, you get refunds. But selling through words is one of the most powerful things you can do. And a great sales letter is going to make you a lot of money. And you can use it over and over again. And there's companies that John has wrote for who have been mailing, you know, back because that was before the internet, he wrote these letters. But they've been mailing sales letters that he's wrote for over, you know, 15 years now, maybe longer. And, you know, a great sales letter is really something you can use over and over again. You know, now we got video. You can create video, use video. What's interesting is a lot of people have been doing tests recently, and the old long-form sales letter has been beating out VSLs as of late. And that changes constantly because it depends on what the market's used to, what they've seen. You know, different always creates a spark in results. But the art of copywriting is something that it takes time to master. But you can get really good at it really quick because it's about formulas, and you don't have to reinvent the wheel. It's not like you have to create the templates are there. All you have to do is put in the story. And as I said, the closer you are to being in the mindset of your prospects, the easier it is to write. And you're going to find that this isn't difficult for you when you're writing about something you're really involved with, you really understand. Because there's no one better. No one is going to get it better, going to get your service better, no going to get what you're offering better than you, because you're the one who's providing it. You're the one who's delivering it. And so if you can get this skill down, your business can radically change. And you literally, the old saying, you can sell ice to Eskimos, is 100% true. And I've seen some wacky stuff being sold. You read the sales letter and you know how ridiculous it is what they're offering, and yet you still buy it, or want to buy it at least, because of how good the copywriting is and the stories, and it really gets you, because like you get involved, you get emotional, and I'm sure, Simon, you've invested in things that you had really no intention of investing, but you got caught up in the sales letter or the video, and by the end of it, you're emotionally charged, you're ready to pull out the credit card, and you've invested, and it was obviously worth
still.
It.
Actually yesterday.
Yeah, so even as someone who understands the principles and the process, it still is a powerful tool that even gets the best of us, because that's the art of it, and that's what's magical about it. And like I said, this stuff starts to flow over into other areas, and you start to really look at positioning and words that you're using in your vocabulary and the things you're saying to people in order to be able to sell them. And you know, people think that selling is a bad thing, but really, you know, if you're not selling, you can't transform lives. And that's what you know, we're trying to give you as many ways as possible here to reach out and to really connect with as many people as you can in order to grow your business to the level that you want, but also that you can have the biggest impact there is. And copywriting is one of those skills that's going to enable you to be able to do that. And it's really going to, I think, you know, up-level your business and create some massive changes as we move forward.
This is just to reiterate what AJ was saying there, guys, you know, for many of you, you know, have gone into the industry, you just want to help people. So the thought of selling what you do actually is like you feel uncomfortable with that. But just understand that this is the process of persuading someone to take the next step and transform their lives. So as much as, you know, I'll buy a product off a sales page and stuff, as long as that product is delivering and I'm getting results from it, and you need to take action on it, of course, then it's actually a good thing. And so sometimes it needs a little switch in your head, because you might not be sitting down now to write some copy, to create a video, to put out content, because your belief in your mind is I don't want to sell my stuff. But if your thought process is like that, understand you're going to actually stop the impact which you set out to do by going into the industry. And I did work a lot on mindset with people. A lot of people say to me, Simon, it's not about the money for me, yet they want to have nice cars, they want to go travel and have the freedom they want with their family. So if in their mind they're thinking it's not about the money, then is that person going to want to build their business? No. So we need to reframe things. So sometimes when it comes to this whole mindset around copywriting, selling, like just understand it's as long as you've got a good service, as long as you're awesome, as long as you're delivering results, there's a reason why you need to learn this so that you can impact people's lives. One resource which I have, which I recommend to a lot of people, and which is fantastic, is a book called Words That Sell. And I think we've mentioned that on the show before. And it's just great for like headlines and offers and just good to have on your desk that if you're a bit short of ideas, then you can pull those resources together. Awesome episode, I think, just in terms of getting people to move forward with copy. Action item. I think a great thing for you guys to do to move forward is just literally to jump off this episode and to start to craft a headline, to look at dig.com, to just like go and run some kind of Facebook post or send some email today so that you can start to get some results, and just using that formula AJ gave you, because we want you to take the information from these podcasts and not just listen to the information, but actually get results from them. So a good challenge for you guys would be to jump off the episode and actually, you know, start to put some kind of copy together. Also, just something else while I'm on it is, you know, if you're not used to writing copy, a great thing to do is first of all, just to look at a story, something which has happened in your life where you've had a challenge, where you've overcome it, that you can just write from the heart and you can sit down and write about that, but then have it influence somebody else. Because it's a lot easier to write about a story that's it's just you're pulling it from your brain because it's there as a memory, than having to create something that you're like, oh, well, what do I say? And so if you can start to build around stories, that's going to really help, because also people are going to resonate with it. AJ?
Yeah, I think you're bang on with your action items for this week. I think, you know, number one, I would go to dig.com and start, you know, looking at the headline formulas and playing around with that. Number two, I would download Perry's 21-step sales formula. And number three, I would probably invest in Dan Kennedy's book, because it's such a low investment. You guys will really get to start to get, you know, another, you know, more of a understanding for this stuff and the structure. And I think that, you know, in my experience, biggest thing, you know, and this is where people fall short, is the biggest thing they want is obviously they want just the formula. They want, like, tell me exactly what to do. And I think that, you know, with Perry's 21-step and then, you know, Dan's book, you're going to have really a solid outline along with what I've talked about today. I think that if you do those things, you know, like I said, your business is really going to change.
Yes. So we're going to have the quote of the episode in just a moment, but before we do that, guys, please head to iTunes, please give us a review. We would love to hear from you. Just send us a message if you want to reach out to AJ. facebook.com/AJ Roberts and AJRoberts.com, is it? What episode are we on? No, it's not gonna go into that. It's 15. This is
episode number 15, and I thought you did.
facebook.com/boylovell, BoyLovell. Also,
I laugh every time you say that.
All right, thanks. Yeah, I don't ask. Also, if you want to get that list of survey questions, go to simonlovell.co.uk/strategy. Of course, if you need some help, then fill that in, which would be great. What were you going to say before we went on to the quote?
That's what I was going to say, is the quote.
Oh, you can do the quote this week.
Okay. So I think the quote, you know, it's more of an overlying thing we talk about a lot, but it's from Stephen Pressfield from The War of Art, which is a fantastic book. It actually inspired a presentation of mine. But the quote is, "Are you paralyzed with fear? That's a good sign. Fear is good. Like self-doubt, fear is an indicator. Fear tells us what we have to do. Remember one rule of thumb. The more scared we are of work or calling, the more sure we can be that we have to do it." So, lovely. I love that book. It's actually Stephen Pressfield has a series of books, The War of Art, Turning Pro, Do the Work. All books I would highly recommend that you get. And essentially what it is, and I think that this is a great thing, and Simon, we've discussed this in private a lot with your you know, headspace over the years and the way things are, but fear is really a great indicator that you are stepping into what it is that you're really truly meant to do. And the more scared you are, the bigger of a sign it is that that's exactly exactly what you should be doing, and you're heading in the right direction.
Yes, Field of Fear and Do It Anyway. That's another book. There's lots of resources. Guys, we hope you enjoyed the episode. We're going to see you next time. I have absolutely no idea what we're going to talk about, but we'll be talking about something awesome. So you should definitely tune in.
All right, later, guys.
Bye.
Guys, thanks for the killer episode. Listen, if you want to take your fitness business to the next level, terminate your competition, create ultimate freedom, buy new houses, cars, which could blow up, travel the world, or open your own gym where you can lift really heavy weights, then head to www.thefitpreneurs.com/free call for details on how to apply for your free accelerator call. Until the next episode, hasta la vista, Fit Pros.